The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, has this lunchtime urged people to work from home where possible through this autumn and winter. The Department of Health says almost 20,000 cases of COVID have been detected in the last fortnight, as people mix on a scale far greater than at any point in the pandemic to date. Rising case numbers are also impacting on hospital services, with COVID admissions, admissions averaging 40 to 50 per day, with 5 admissions to ICU. In a video message, Dr. Glynn also said that while vaccines are effective against COVID, if there's enough of the disease circulating, a proportion of those vaccinated will get sick and will end up in intensive care.
So a key message today to people who have been vaccinated is to not disregard all of the other basic measures that we've been talking about for so long now. First and foremost amongst these, and the most important message to everyone across the country as we move into autumn and winter, is that if you've any symptoms at all of COVID-19, please come forward and get a test and isolate. Don't assume that it's not COVID simply because you've been vaccinated previously. And finally, as we move into this autumn and winter period, the reality is that with vast parts of society open, we're now mixing and interacting with each other on a scale far greater than at any point in the pandemic to date. This gives viruses, and not just COVID, so the influenza virus, the respiratory syncytial virus, opportunities to circulate and to make vulnerable people very unwell. We can all play our part to prevent that by continuing to adopt the basic measures that we've all become so familiar with over the past 2 years. So let's continue to wash our hands regularly. Let's ensure that we don't meet up with other people and socialise if we've got symptoms. Let's work from home where possible over this autumn and winter. And for people who are age 65 years and older, for people with underlying medical conditions, for children aged 2 to 17, for healthcare workers, and of course for women who are pregnant, please come forward and get the flu vaccination.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn. Well,